AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The death toll has climbed to 7 as investigators try to determine why an Amtrak train hurtled off the tracks while rounding a sharp curve last night in Philadelphia. Passenger Jeffrey Cutler says it seemed like they were going really fast.
It felt like the train was going at a high speed. I'm not in a position to allege that it was abnormal or unsafe speed, but it did feel fast. And without that speed, I don't think we would have felt that liftoff, you know.
Meanwhile, a House panel has cut Amtrak's funding a day after the deadly crash.
Included in a transportation and housing bill is an 18% cut in Amtrak funding. Pennsylvania Democratic Congressman Chaka Fattah urged the committee to add $1.3 billion to bring the amount back to what the president requested.
If we don't invest in the capital infrastructure of our country, there will be future accidents.
But Florida Republican Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart countered the committee's hands were tied.
It would cause this bill to exceed our allocation.
The rejection was on a party line vote. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Lawyers are making their final appeal to jurors who will decide the fate of Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev. Prosecutors pushing for the death penalty, the defense arguing against it. Liz Norton, the mother of two bombing survivors, say the jury is not likely to vote for capital punishment.
I don't think he'll get the death penalty.
She spoke to the Associated Press in Massachusetts.
I hope, but I don't think he will.
Lawyers are making their appeal, and the jury is expected to get the case later today. Macy's first quarter profit fell 13% as the department store chain faced delayed merchandise shipments. That was from the West Coast port slowdown a few months back. This is AP Radio News. The Rangers and Capitals are facing off in the seventh game of their Eastern Conference semifinals this evening in New York.
The Rangers host the Capitals in Game 7 tonight in this second-round playoff series. The Caps were less than 2 minutes away from winning the series in five games before a late comeback propelled a Rangers come-from-behind win. New York then held on to win Game 6. Washington's MVP candidate Alex Ovechkin has predicted a victory, but he has just 2 goals in 8 prior Game 7s, while the Rangers at Madison Square Garden are 6-0 in seventh games. Goalie Henrik Lundqvist has won an NHL record 5 consecutive Game 7s. Mike Mancuso, New York.
In Washington, a 14-year-old has used a perfect championship round and a well-timed challenge to a question that he was initially told he got wrong to win the National Geographic Bee. He took deep breaths and meditated to relax and showed impressive recall of maps of the United States and the world. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.